Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take the highway to the end of the night.
Dr. Jane Ruby has huge, it's always huge news here, but really huge news on how the vaccines are killing people and hospitalizing them. They're calling it COVID at the bottom of the hour. And then Stu Peters will be hosting the fourth hour, always does a great job, head of the war room with Owen Schroyer. So that is coming up today. Wow. I want to go to your phone calls, but I've got to get to this Tucker Carlson. So I'll go to your phone calls, start the next segment in about 5 minutes. But here's the start of Carlson's report. The full thing's 14 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com. It's obviously, you can find it on YouTube. They're not posting a lot of him on YouTube now. Notice Fox is really dialing him back in that key area, trying to keep it compartmentalized. It's just Republicans that are somewhat awake. That's why we try to help magnify Tucker's work. I saw a few comments on InfoWars like, Tucker said, you know, it's that crazy Alex Jones that predicted the vaccine passport a year ago. They go, Tucker calls you crazy. It's called tongue-in-cheek. Like, oh, look, he's crazy, like a fox.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, let's go ahead and hear from Tucker Carlson. Here it is.
And slavery, Abraham Lincoln never signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Slavery is still underway. That's the view of some guy who's literally claiming to be a college professor. But he's not alone. People like that are in charge of the schools now. Low IQ vandals wrecking what they did not build. From the very bottom to the very top, they are everywhere. We could give you endless examples. Here's just one, because it happened just hours ago. The state of California has announced its new mathematics framework for students across the state, our biggest state. One of the authors of this framework is a Stanford professor called Jo Bowler. Here's how she explained the plan. These are her words. Quote, I'm very pleased to announce the new mathematics framework for California. Some highlights? A strong social justice orientation. All students should take the same courses, kindergarten through 10th grade. Viva la math revolution! Right. Numbers are racist. Kill them. It's lunacy. It's the French Revolution. This stuff is everywhere. Have you ever taken a look at the books that your kids are being assigned in school? Have you actually read them? Parents in Loudoun County actually did read them. And one mother had the temerity to read portions of those books aloud at the Loudoun County School Board meeting. Watch.
Jasper wasn't even my boyfriend, just this dude I did some hacking with once in a while. He was pretty basic library systems, low security. Not in my league at all, but he had a big. And sometimes a girl just needs a big.
Her top lip curled up. Wait a minute, is that what's really going on? She did your homework and you ate her. Is that why you're crying?
It's okay. It's cool. This is what girls do at parties, I told myself and kept dancing with the boy. I couldn't see the alcohol making my waist wind faster. If this is inappropriate for me to read to you, this is inappropriate for our children.
How much did the billion-dollar porn industry contributed to LCPS? My question is now, are you going to use the whole language approach to coincide with this bio reading and teach pole dancing in PE?
No, that was not To Kill a Mockingbird with Scout and Boo.
Let's stop right there. The full report's right on InfoWars. Guys, just watching this morning, I didn't watch it last night, reminded me of the LGBTP stuff where they have stuff for middle schoolers where it describes a little boy that has sex with adult men that pick him up at the park and have sex with him in a van. So they're teaching little boys to get in vans with men. So it's far beyond this. Hell, they have career day. I've got the local newscast. Today it was a drag queen from a local gay strip bar. They're teaching the middle schoolers how to make money. I mean, this is what goes on, okay? And it's a bunch of pedophiles, ladies and gentlemen. My God, Tony Podesta was in the Washington Post 2007 in an avant-garde piece for only the D.C. paper version, showing images of babies tied up being gang raped, okay? I can't even show it to you here on an adult show. The stations will kick us off, the TV stations. But it's okay, though, for him to show the Washington Post his art. They're perverts. They're sickos. They're filth. They're into Aleister Crowley, and they make you wear a bib over your face and huff in bacteria. Your calls are 1 minute away. 2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com. And I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because of a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 months, 6 month, year supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. PrepareWithAlex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com. Show, because there's a war on for your mind. Now we should change the tune a little bit happier. You know, back to Constitution, Bill of Rights.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
That's quite the mix. You don't normally get Andy Griffith's show intro with Slayer, Rain Blood. Just rained air conditioner fluid on me. I said Rain Blood. I trip once a month. Just... All right. I think I'm going to go home today and watch some Andy Griffith. I think I've watched all seasons about 5 times. I watch I Dream of Jeannie. I also watch Gilligan's Island. The stupider, the better. That's how I escape. My dad, though, you know, Don Knox was known as being a quite the alley cat. And my dad was in high school at some big function in Dallas. And they were going up the elevator. And he said Don Knox walked out with two of the hottest women my dad had ever seen, one on each arm. Anyways, little side story. Let's take your phone calls. Laura, Pat, DJ, Adam, Owl Killer, Trevor, Daryl, Taylor, Jeremy, and others. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Arkansas. You're on the air, Matt. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks. Great to talk to you. I would encourage everyone to watch that Tucker Carlson piece from last night, because as parents here in Kansas, we're going through the exact same thing that those people are. We have a local state bill here that you can actually go to the schools.
Sir, they have middle schools where they teach people all over the country. We started in Massachusetts. Things I can't say on air. I was reading articles about this years ago. I learned about sexual things that I didn't know about as a grown man.
Well, you'll find this interesting. So during the course of these hearings, the school district kept basically daring the parents to sue them, because you can never get redress in these little hearings regarding the masks for the kids. So we finally go to the hearing. Of course, it's denied. And 5 times during our hearing, they said, okay, then your option is to sue us. So we sued them. Well, here's what's interesting. The school district sends the case to federal court. So I told our little volunteer lawyer, I was like, this makes me a little uncomfortable. Why would our local school district send this off to federal court?
Because that stalls it while they continue subjugating your children. You need to call an emergency election and remove that school board. That is the answer. But yes, they use the rollout of kids can't go in schools, kids can't go in middle schools, they can't go in elementaries, they can't go in daycares. Because they're all in there teaching them the indoctrination right now. This is all their battle plan. On every front, they moved against us worldwide with the COVID shutdown.
Know this better than anybody. Moving this to federal court, that's costing a fortune. And who wins? Say we win this lawsuit.
Well, sir, all you do is you need to refile the suit again over and over again. And the federal court should kick that back down. That's a local issue. They're trying to claim there's a federal mandate, but that's still administered. Those are guidelines. I appreciate your call. I can talk to everybody. Love you, Matt. I appreciate your call. But since you mentioned it, I never got this. This says, gay man in drag tells LGBT supporters, keep your kids out of drag queen shows. Yeah. And again, these are not dudes that look like women. They all look like hideous clowns. I mean, nothing. I'm not trying to be mean to this guy because he's a homosexual. It's just that I would look hideous with white makeup on and a wig. And again, the women bring their children to them like it's offerings, and they sit on their laps. I mean, this is hideous. And now you see the videos of little kids up on stage having money thrown at them. So Tucker Carlson is playing mild stuff on his show. I have video shot in Austin of men with large genitals in Austin with five-year-old boys sitting on them. This is on the, they post this. They're naked with children sitting on their laps that they don't even know. It's all about getting you ready for their takeover, ladies and gentlemen. So here is this individual. This is a NewsWars.com article. A trending video shows a man in a clown outfit. I'm going to say gay man in drag. Again, these aren't drag queen story times. These are It the Clown story times. Here it is.
Telling people to keep their kids out of drag and keep your kids out of our f***ing gay clubs.
I saw that the other day. There was a video of these two kids walking down some drag show.
Yeah. So I'm sort of blending the two messages together because I think at some point they do come together. Obviously, when we're seeing 12-year-olds dressed as girls and women, stripping for gay men, throwing them dollar bills on a stage, it's just, I don't know why we have to, me as a homosexual has to tell people, keep your kids out of my life. You know, keep your kids innocent and pure as long as you can. And, they'll discover their own sex life. They'll discover their own sexualities. And drag's not a sexuality. It's an art form.
What do you think about the whole story hour, drag queen story hour?
Oh, I think it's stupid. I think it's damaging. I think it will actually lead to more confusion of gay children.
Yeah, why do you have to weigh 400 pounds to dress like a woman? Listen, I'm not trying to be mean here. All I'm saying, people are like, hey, praise this guy. Praise Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, because he said don't have biological men competing with women. And now it's like, oh, you're dressed like a girl. But he's like, oh, but the election wasn't stolen, and we need open borders, and turn your guns in. And everybody's like, all the Republicans are like, yes, master. Yes, master. Yes, master. Whatever you say, you're a man. It says he's a woman. Yes, master. Yes. I mean, it's disgusting. And then I'm supposed to worship it. And they're forcing it on our children. And yes, the same thing is what that clown person was saying. So even crazy clowns are right. You should keep your children away from topless bars. God almighty. Can you imagine you walk to a topless bar and they had like a 10-year-old girl up there having money thrown at them? You'd call the police. But if it's a gay bar, it's like, oh my goodness, it's so liberal. I mean, again, Tim Cook runs death camps in China. On record, the war with suicide nets. But it's like, he's gay. It's like, he can freaking eat children on TV. It's like, it doesn't matter. He's gay. He's a god. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in FEMA Region 5. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, brother?
Man, it's all going crazy now.
Hey, first thing, I wanted to give you kudos for your two young hosts. When you first brought them on, I was really wondering what you were doing. But I tell you what, those two are worth their weight in gold. And speaking of gold, I want to promote InfoWarsGold.com. Everybody needs to get their gold and silver now before the whole economy crashes and the dollar ain't worth nothing. Second thing, Alex, I want to say that you need to sometimes turn around, since you are the tip of the spear, and look at the other 8 inches of blade and the 5 inches of shaft behind you, because you have a patriotic army that is behind you. We are supporting you. We are praying for you. Brother, we are here for you. And I want, like Elijah, I pray that God will open your eyes and you will see the legion of angels that are surrounding our enemies right now. They are not going to win. They might win a battle here and there, but the war is ours. We are the children of God, and they are not going to win. They are not going to overcome. We are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus Christ.
Brother, I do agree. I love the listeners are just as important as I am or more important. And absolutely, you know, Harrison Smith's a smart guy. Owen's a smart guy. They're great guys. And they're better than I am in a lot of ways on air. And they're also there to have guests on and to have calls and to have more larger crew here. Because I'd like to be live 24 hours a day if we can get the crew, if we can hire the people that'll do it and get the job done. And so thank you so much, brother. Anything else?
That's it. I just wanted to call and encourage you to keep fighting a good fight. And we got your back, brother. We got your six.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Yeah, I'm just trying to look for people that are good to support us and to be with us. I mean, like, take InfoWarsGold.com. That's St. Joseph Partners. They're great. They make almost no profit on the gold, so they have to sell a lot to be able to even sponsor us. But it's definitely growing. But they're first rate folks. The only problem is keeping the gold in stock. So InfoWarsGold.com. And you notice I brought on a gold sponsor, I brought on a satellite phone sponsor, I brought on some other sponsors, that new eco-friendly bacteria that blows away the enzymes for cleaning up your septic tanks. That was a development for years, but that's all come online because we need to keep the show on the air.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Producer Scott just came in here and he said, Alex, you got to remember, it's not always how you fight that's the most important. It's what you're fighting for. And that's true. We should enjoy our lives, enjoy our families, enjoy God's creation, and really thank God for things just every second. Because that is what communion with God is all about, is the worship of God. And that just means the dialing in and the plugging into it and the appreciation of it. And just that connection is the worship. The worship isn't just getting on your knees, it's the connecting. And you better humble yourself when you jack into that. So let's go back to your phone calls here as we cover the incredible things unfolding on this planet. Let's talk to DJ in New Jersey. DJ in New Jersey, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
In New York, and I just wanted to share with you a tragic experience I'm going through with my family right now related to the vaccine. And before I get into that, I just want to thank you so much, Alex, because I suffer with Morgellons, and I have been able to sustain myself because of all the nutrients that I get from you, the nutraceuticals that I purchase regularly. And I came into a knowledge of nanotech because of my suffering with this condition. And it was very horrible in the beginning. And your various ones, I don't need to name them all, but I'm on a lot of them right now. They really make a difference for me. So to get into my story, I have an uncle who lives in New Jersey. He is he's pretty well known in the pharmaceutical realm. He developed the primary medicine for Parkinson's disease called L-DOPA. And he also created 3 different classes of cardiac medicines. He's a very accomplished scientist. And his story I could go into another time if you wanted to hear, but what the pharmaceutical industry did to him, you would think he would never, ever trust them again. And he took the Pfizer shot. And when he got the second shot, he developed a horrible pneumonia. Now, he's 98 years old, was a vibrant, healthy man for many years, exercised a lot, was driving around in his pickup truck until just recently. That's how healthy and sturdy he's been. Okay, so I spoke to him this morning to find out how he's doing. He said, not good. I said, well, what's going on? He said, you know, I feel worse and worse, and I can't get any help from these doctors here. I said, well, they're not going to really help you because some of them don't even really know what's going on with this. They're not educated about it. And so I started to teach him from the layperson that I am and what I've learned and studied about the, you know, the spike proteins and how they replicate just like other nanotechnology self-replicates. And then I told him it's going to block your ability of your immune system to fight anything.
That's it. It's going to continue to replicate until it kills you.
That's right. And I just want to run over there with some DNA force, with some,
You know, I'm not a medical doctor, and I've had some on, and, you know, that's a big question. We know vitamins and minerals to stop regular COVID, but once your body attacks itself with a spike protein, that's really beyond an autoimmune response. It's attacking you at the cellular level, and we know it killed the rats that took it. And we know it attacks their lungs. That was the main way the rats died in the major University of Texas study funded by Fauci, was it 8 holes in their lungs. And so Let me ask this doctor who's coming on. I'm going to ask her, because that's what she's coming on about, is people dying from the vaccine, going to the hospital. They're then saying they had COVID. But God bless you, DJ, and I appreciate your call. Wow. Yeah, there it is. Increasing number of post-SARS pneumonia cases reported across the country of those that had taken the vaccine. That's in SARS 25-28. So 26 is in 2021, which is this year. So they war game it all out in live time. As General Flynn said, it's definitely a war game of what's currently happening. They just set it in the future, so they have a manual how to launch the attack. But if they get caught, they go, oh, this is just a drill. This is just a scenario. That's out of John Hopkins. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Is it Ben? Is it Jack? Who's been holding the longest here? Is it Adam? Taylor? Let's talk to Taylor in Florida on the same subject of a recent study on spike protein. Go ahead and tell us about it, Taylor.
Hey, Alex. I hope you're doing well. So recently I was doing some research online, and I came across a study from the American Heart Association that, from my understanding, found that the spike protein alone is enough to damage lung tissue. I believe what they did was they isolated the spike protein and they introduced it to one lung tissue, left one alone. Lung tissue that was introduced to the spike protein became heavily damaged and, you know, diseased. And
that's what happened with the mice, and that's what happened in over 50 studies we know of. And you just heard the guy whose uncle's dying with his lungs right now after the vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, and my concern is that people are getting these shots, they're getting these jabs, and if they're getting Johnson & Johnson, they're just getting spike protein directly injected into their body. If they're getting Pfizer or Moderna, then their body is learning to produce spike protein. And with all these people that are now going to have spike proteins introduced to their body, how long is it until we see people develop lung diseases, people not able to breathe, people dying? And why aren't our politicians, people like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, even Ron DeSantis, great politicians, but even they encourage people to get the vaccine and they talk about it as if it's a good thing. So what do we do? How do we encourage them or show
people? Well, that's because they wanted to get things reopened and they were told it was just a regular, pause right there, guys. You found it right there for TV viewers. And they didn't understand all these studies. And then now once they say take it, they don't want to admit they were wrong. But there it is. They did biopsies. They did autopsies on the mice and rats after. And they show the groups that were not given the three vaccines. They did three control groups. They did three groups of rats that they gave the vaccine to. Three groups of rats they did. Three different vaccines. All different types of COVID coronavirus vaccines. And you can see that, again, the mice that were given it had their lungs eaten into bloody pulps, and then those that didn't had no problem in their lungs. So exactly what you're talking about. What's the name of the American Heart Association study you're talking about, or so I can pull it up?
Let me try to find it. I had just searched it up on the call. It is, give me 1 second.
It's okay.
It's called SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein Impairs Endothelial function via downregular of ACE2.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one. There's over 50 I've seen. Say it again. We're going to pull it up.
All right. So one more time. It is SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs endothelial function via downregulation of ACE2.
Wow. All right. Thank you so much. There it is. SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs endothelial function via down regulation of ACE2. Nothing like getting your lungs eaten. Sorry for that fellow's uncle. All right. God bless you, sir. Yep. And the mass death's going to begin. And I figure by next winter, they're going to claim there's a new bioweapon, a new thing out that's doing it. And of course, it won't be that. It'll be the vaccine that did it. And so brace yourselves, folks. They're letting you think that, oh, everything's okay for a minute. Then they're going to sucker punch you again with everything they got. More of your calls coming up. And a special guest is popping in. Stay with us. It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal. 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriots going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com. 10% off.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Emergency, folks. Dr. Jane Ruby is here with us, and it's very synchronicity, serendipity, fortuitous. We just had a caller bring up the very study she was coming on about. SARS-CoV-2 spike protein impairs epithelial function via down regulation of ACE2. She'll put that in easy-to-understand jargon for myself and I guess a lot of other people. Dr. Jane Ruby is a Washington, D.C. health economist and New Right political pundit who hosts a weeknight show. A Sea of New Media also is her book. Illustrates the emergence of a new generation of journalists and truth tellers. DrJaneRuby.com. And she's been a guest. She's guest hosted. She does just a wonderful job. And she had me on this in a few weeks, so she's got a lot of updates for us. But this study, thanks to you and others, is really starting to get a lot of attention. Break down why it's so important.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Alex. And, you know, kudos to your audience. That's a very sharp audience member.
to be tracking this kind of study. The reason this study is such a bombshell is because it explains the relationship now between these experimental injections and the rapidly surging occurrence of the dangerous thrombocytopenia, which is a sort of a simultaneous situation of blood clots and bleeding in the body. And the culprit, as this study now shows, is the spike protein. And let me just review for the audience. We've talked before, these injections are not, they're not vaccines. They do not stimulate your body to develop antibodies to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. And so what they do is they actually force your body to utilize your own DNA as material, blueprint material, to create the spike proteins. You know, those angry little red T things that are depicted around the circular shell, which everybody is calling the virus. Let me tell you what these researchers did that was brilliant. They used mice, knockout mice, that are, it's a term for mice that are actually prepared to reflect human reaction. What they did, Alex, was they took an empty shell, if you will, molecularly, and they just, no virus inside, no material, and they just put these protein spikes around them, and then they injected them into the mice and watched what happened. And they saw the incidence of this these blood clots occurring. It, now we know why they're occurring all over the body. We couldn't put it together. It's the same process, but it's occurring in the brain. It occurs in a new placenta. It occurs in the lungs. It's causing all this damage. And so now we have that connection. We know that the body is being forced to make millions and millions of these spike proteins. I've explained before on your show that there are amino acid components within these spike proteins that are recognizable in other parts of your body that are necessary. And so those proteins are being attacked by your body. So they've actually shown that it's not the virus, that it's actually these spike proteins that you're being forced to make with this experimental jab. And then those spike proteins are actually what's causing all of this, these blood clots. This physician.
And by the way, we also have a bunch of other studies. We have the UT Level 4 Bioweapons Research Facility in Galveston under a Dr. Fauci direct grant in 2012 with mice, found the exact same thing. And they said, do not develop a vaccine for humans. Proceed with extreme caution in the conclusion because it killed the mice and rats by eating holes in their lungs, the same thing this other study shows. So Fauci knew directly what he was paying for, what he was doing. I mean, to me, this shows this is premeditated.
I'll tell you, from a scientific standpoint, Alex, this looks like, I just can't believe that all of this was created by coincidence or accident. It looks like they intentionally, well, first of all, by driving your body to make spike proteins, not antibodies against the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that was the first clue that something was intentional here, because it's a deviation from the traditional approach in developing a vaccine. This is why Dr. David Martin, who I had on your show last week, and countless others like Dr. Tenpenny, all of these doctors will tell you this is not a vaccine. A vaccine results in your body developing a surveillance system of antibodies that not only recognize, but then go out and kill.
And the former chief scientist at Pfizer over vaccines sent a huge letter with Wolfgang Ludorger, you know, on December 1st, saying this is going to attack these proteins in the placenta, the heart, the brain. This looks like a depopulation weapon, he said. So that's the mainline top scientist that used to head Pfizer's science division. So, I mean, this is purely premeditated. This is so frightening.
Alex, it's incredibly frightening. I keep telling people to wait. People write to me all the time, especially after being on your show, and they ask me, am I getting this transmitted to me from my spouse who got the shot? Are my children in danger if I already got the shot? The reason I'm telling people to wait is this information is just coming in. Like this study that we're talking about just came out on April 30th, because it takes a while for peer-reviewed journals to approve them. They have to be vetted by other scientists who don't have a dog in the race. This was published in the journal Circulation, which is a very high-ranking peer-reviewed journal in cardiopulmonary medicine. So this is not.
And that's why they skipped the animal trials, because they'd already done them with similar vaccines, and skipped the human trials. They sucker punched us.
Yep. Yeah, it sure looks like they did, Alex. I can't imagine what's going to come out next, but I think the design of this study that we're looking at now, it shows that when they went back and looked at the lung tissue and some of the brain tissue of these mice who were given these dummy viruses, remember they called it a pseudovirus, but it's really a dummy shell with the spike proteins around the outside of it. It's the spike proteins that are actually causing damage to the lungs, the brain, the placental linings, and the way, the process of that is by attacking endothelial tissue in your blood vessels. Endothelial is just a big fancy word for cellular lining. So your blood vessels are very smooth. A healthy blood vessel is very smooth, shiny in the inside, because blood travels at a very high velocity, and it's very sensitive to any blockages or any damage to the lining of your blood vessels. These spike proteins actually damage. They mechanically, you can see it on the electron microscope, they're damaging the inside lining of the blood vessels. And when blood flies by, blood components get caught. Platelets, other types
That's
of
right.
red
the platelets blood. Build up, you get a plaque build up, and you have a heart attack or stroke, or you bleed out in the lungs. In fact, you're saying, I've seen a lot of these studies, it's conclusive. Why is it attacking the lungs particularly? Is that because there's so many little blood vessels in there?
It has to do with the ACE2 receptors that you see in the title of this study. They're ubiquitous in the lung. They're ubiquitous throughout the body, but they're really prolific. And I think that there's maybe an affinity. Originally, they thought this was a respiratory illness, and a lot of doctors, including Dr. Michael Yeadon, the former Pfizer VP of Science, believes that, you know, that it's really a, and then they thought it was a blood clot disorder. Now they've got it down to, this is really a vascular dysfunction, but it all goes back now. We know it goes back to these spike proteins.
Sure, so the virus itself has a toxic spike protein that can hurt the lungs and other things, but then when you vaccinate for it, it makes it 100 times worse, which is what we're seeing is now most of the people in the hospitals already had the vaccine, and they're just calling it COVID now and saying, well, you still got COVID despite the vaccine, when really it's vaccine.
Right. And don't forget, all four of these companies that are currently under the emergency use authorization result in the same thing, excess spike production. AstraZeneca and J&J go about it a little bit differently. They use an adenovirus delivery system, but it's all the same.
Let me ask this quick question. From your research, does anyone know this early yet, which vaccine is the most dangerous?
I don't think we can say. I'll tell you why. Because all four of them get to the same place, which is to force your body to rapidly and over-replicate these spike proteins. Now, here's the dangerous part I'm going to leave you with. People, and we can talk about it another time, people, these illnesses are going to come out sort of generally over the next few years.
Have been confused. Stu's going to be hosting the next hour, so he's just popping in. We're going to hand the ball off to him. We've got one more segment. Can you stay there?
Sure.
Fantastic,
yeah.
Doc. Okay, wow. Absolutely. This could not be more important. We'll be back after this quick break. Dr. Jane Ruby is here, drjaneruby.com, and we've got the fellow I saw her on with.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones here, about to hand the baton over to talk show host Stu Peters, StuPeters.tv. He'll be hosting the fourth hour today ahead of Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. with the War Room. And he covers a lot of really important topics. But I saw her latest interview, Jane Ruby, on an interview she did a few days ago with him on this other study. There's so many of these prestigious studies coming out. So Dr. Jane Ruby, I was jumping in a lot there. What other points do you want to make about this? And how do we warn people? How do we tell them? Because, I mean, this is out of control. This is conclusive. They knew this. And then I guess the NIH told the vaccine makers, this is how we want it. We don't want the Chinese, what the Indians did, where they just have an attenuated virus and the body learns how to recognize that virus. No, they're doing this mRNA. And like you said, with the AstraZeneca, and with the J&J, it still does the same thing, a virus vector system, injecting it right in and making the body do the same thing. So these are Frankenshots any way you measure it. What's the bottom line here?
Alex, I'm afraid it might be too late by the time people really understand this, but the main point that I wanted to leave people with on that last study that we were starting to talk about is that the by the time people start to react and have serious injury and die from these bleeding blood clots, it's going to be too late. And the other thing that we're all worried about is that it's not going to be rightfully attributed to these experimental injections. They're going to start being called, general cardiovascular, illnesses, And it's not going to tie back to these injections, but we're going to stay on it. And we're going to try to keep, you know, keep that information going so that people remember that even though these things are happening all over the body, they are related to these injections.
Well, there's no doubt that they had Operation Lockstep and Event 201. They pre-planned it all. They've been caught spiking vaccines with just sterilants before. They've been caught giving people syphilis inside vaccines. And they've been caught giving people polio in the vaccines. Even last year, Bill Gates was. That's Reuters. The full horror of this, though, that immediately mass heart attacks, immediately mass strokes, immediately people's lungs being eaten into bloody pulps, this is what they said they saw with COVID, the people that actually caught it, because it's causing this your body to attack itself. Now you make your body create the spike protein to supposedly beat it, and it's far worse. That's what we're seeing everywhere. Let's go ahead and bring in Stu Peters, who's going to be hosting next hour. I know on some other subjects he'll tell us about in a moment, but what is your view on this? You know, you've been a successful bounty hunter, successful talk show host, you know, family guy, smart guy. Looking at this, interviewing all the experts, what do you think's going on here? Because the only thing I see is premeditation.
100%. Premeditation, they absolutely knew. And now they're giving you an ultimatum, which is really interesting, which we're going to get into next hour. Silence or death. So in other words, we're going to muzzle you and you're going to have to continue to wear these. Fauci already indicated that these masks are going to be indefinite. We know where these masks are manufactured on my program and yours, Alex. We have shown people where these masks come from. The serious health implications, long-term problems that it can cause, negative health side effects of covering your face constantly. This is, I mean, and then the symbolic side of it, the Sharia side of it, the muzzling side of it, the distancing from, you know, your peers. Kids at school doing this while they exert themselves, people working out. And so Fauci has already said that this is going to be something that he's going to do indefinitely. You're going to be wearing these masks forever. And now Biden is saying, or you can go take this injection. Well, what did we have yesterday? Or was it this morning? It just came out. The Yankees announced 8 of their players who are fully injected are now testing positive for COVID-19. Well, of course they are. They told us from the beginning that you would have to continue the social distance, continue wearing your mask, stay away from people because this vaccine that's not a vaccine, which then we started referring to as an experimental injection. But for a lot of reasons today, I'm going to stop calling it experimental because it's not an experiment. This was absolutely methodically, carefully designed, premeditated, calculated. And that's the one thing that we have to give these globalists credit for is that they thought about all of this. And so the death sentence is intentionally designed to further that agenda by making these people hypersensitive to any other virus that they might encounter after they inject themselves. And the scariest part about this thing, Alex and Dr. Ruby, people are lining up, tripping over themselves, pushing each other, getting in physical altercations to voluntarily subject themselves to this shot in the arm. They're lining up. This is so synonymous.
And people ask, very well said. If people ask how they get away with it, they've gotten the lawyers, the doctors, the nurses, the media, the system to sign on. And now as the carnage unfolds, 50 times, 100 times worse than autism, everyone will join in on the cover-up now. I mean, I know people that have had family that dies. They say, well, it's still worth it, or women are paralyzed. Well, I'd do it again. I mean, you talk about Stockholm Syndrome, Stu. And first, Dr. Jane Ruby, how do we get people out of this Stockholm Syndrome?
Alex, it's really tough. You know, fear is an incredible motivator. It's hard to shake people out of their fear. I mean, people write to me after having had the natural disease of COVID, asking me desperately where they can get ivermectin or HCQ, or if they're in danger of being near someone who hasn't had it. The misinformation just really abounds. You know, if your theories are right, if this and Sue's as well, then what we may have been looking at in the SARS-1 vaccine attempt might have been a test run. After they knew the animals were going to die and they knew the illnesses and the blood clots and bleeding were going to occur, they went full ahead. Think about it. They went full ahead with the SARS-2 program, knowing full well that they at least got that part of their mechanism of action.
And that's exactly right? That's exactly what Stu just said. That's so key, what you just kept saying. And the tiding and playing view. We keep saying we're all guinea pigs. We're guinea pigs. We don't be guinea pigs. No, they did 20 years of study on all these SARS and SPARS and COVIDs and knew that it caused bleed outs in the animals. Knew it did this. So that's why they skipped the animal trials. That's why they went right to emergency authorization to do it out of the open so it can never be nailed down, Stu.
And that's why they don't want you to talk about things like HCQ. That's why they don't want you to talk about ivermectin. I got a prescription for ivermectin because I know a doctor. This doctor prescribed it to me. You know what it cost me? It cost me $10. $10 to get a 90-day supply of ivermectin. That along with vitamin D.
Which you can take preemptively, safely, so you can. Yeah.
That's right. They don't want you to know about that because of obvious reasons. I mean, there's billions, trillions of dollars in healthcare. You want to talk about all of the things that could have been cured. There's a reason why we don't cure cancer. There's way too much money and power and control and manipulation leverage in continuing to allow these cancers to create fear. Fear drives compliance. Compliance creates control. That is what all of this is a force of complete subservience to the state. And they are winning because they're winning right now the information war, which is why we have to continue to push back. The question that you asked, Dr. Ruby, is the trillion-dollar question. How do we make people aware of this in a situation, in an environment where we are being constantly shadow banned? I was telling somebody earlier today, I got a text from Jan Morgan. She's running for Senate in Arkansas. She's an America First patriot. She texted me at 12:40 this morning. I didn't even know you were still doing your show. You're never in my feed. You are completely shadow banned. I mean, it's insane.
That's right, folks. You can't count on people to be in the Facebook or Twitter feeds. You've got to find the URL. You got to share the URL via your email, text message, and word of mouth. Say, hey, they don't want you to see this. You need to see it. You need to share StuPeters.tv. You need to share Dr. Ruby's site, drjaneruby.com, Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Stu Peters is hosting the fourth hour coming up at 6 after. You'll hear him. I'll be listening. Thank you, Stu.
Thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here. And we
brother,
have
I appreciate
fun.
You. You're kicking ass. I can't wait while I'm eating lunch and we're watching and listening. Now, Dr. Ruby, in closing, what else do you want to impart to folks with a minute left?
Well, there's also these researchers also found out that the spike proteins actually damage structures inside every one of your cells. For those of you who remember high school biology, there's the mitochondria. We all used to know it as the lay term is the little powerhouse of the cell. But the mitochondria are incredibly involved in your immunity, especially with ACE2 receptors. And without getting too technical, these spike proteins are damaging. They're literally fragmenting, according to this study, and which means they're literally blowing up your mitochondria in your cells. A lot of people are complaining of profound fatigue for weeks.
This makes your body create trillions of little spikes, bullets to shoot up your cells.
Yes, and to damage your body over time. And when you start to have, you know, multiple different variable illnesses, we just worry that people are not going to make the connection to the injections. But
just like vitamins and minerals help with other viruses, we don't have any evidence. We don't know yet whether that would help with the spike protein or if we're getting it from shedding. I mean, I know Pfizer admits the shedding's real. Wow, Dr. Ruby, thank you so much. Look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, folks. I'm going to come back and do 5 minutes. Some stations don't carry that 5 minutes, but some stations do. So I'm going to finish up, and I'm going to hand the baton to the next guest host, Stu Peters. And I'm going to hit a few final news pieces. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and he takes over.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.